You're listening to Life in Deep Ellum's podcast.
Hi, friends. Thanks for joining me for another week of prayer. If you haven't been following along weekly, we are in a three-part series on the three centers of knowing: body, mind, and heart. And so if you didn't pray with last week and the body, I would encourage you to go back and listen to that one. But you can start right here today and pray with the mind and then revisit the body later. These aren't necessarily progressive, but last week's intro does give you some context for why we are doing this particular series. So that said, today we are going to be talking about the mind as one of the three centers of knowing. And friends, for me, this is the hardest one right now. I feel like I've got a pretty good sense of the intuition that my body is offering and the way that God is coming to me through all of the cells of who I am. And I feel like when I get to the heart center, I do okay. But the center of knowing that I am having to do a lot of work around right now is my mind. My mind tends to be a busy place when I'm under stress and I don't know what to do. If I know what to do, then I don't get stuck in this intellectual center. But right now I feel a little stuck in my mind because I am struggling in some places to know what to do. And so I'm having to come back to my body, press into the heart knowing, and try to not get stuck in this mind place, this mind trap, if you will. And so I'm excited to get to pray with my mind today because I'm hoping maybe it will help me, that this might be a prayer that I can come back to over the next several weeks when I'm feeling a little stuck in circular patterns in my thoughts. I have a tendency to have conversations dozens of times before I actually have the conversation in real life. I have a fixation of trying to do things good and perfect and find just the right words. And so I'm trying to release that pattern and trust that God will give me the words when I need them, that God will give me the understanding when I need it, that what there is to be done will become clear at the right time instead of trying to force the knowing. And so for me, when it comes to the intellectual center of the mind, my personal experience of it is there is a real need to surrender, to trust that the knowing comes as it's needed and as we're ready for it. So the prayer that I will guide you in will have some autobiographical aspects to it, and I will just have to trust that my experience and my need and prayer will also serve you. And if it doesn't, that the Holy Spirit will take you where you need to go and will give you the insight that you need for this particular center of knowing. So the posture that I recommend today, since we're talking about surrender, is one that helps you relax into prayer. One that for you is a posture of letting go. One that helps you release tension that you're holding in your body. So take a moment, consider the posture that will serve you, get comfortable, and when you're ready, we'll begin. To begin today, I want you to take a deep cleansing breath. In through your nose, out through your mouth. Let's repeat that two more times. Thank you. want you to take a moment and to become aware of your mind. What is your mind noticing in this moment? Is it at ease with the prayer today? Are there distractions and to-do lists, thoughts rising, causing your mind to wander? And as you continue to breathe, I just want you to notice these things without judgment. They just are. And from that place of your mind, your intellectual center, I want you to turn towards truth. To center yourself in the knowledge that you are always in God's loving presence. That when you come to prayer, you can know with your mind that you are not alone, that God is attentive and turned towards you with kindness and compassion and understanding. So to the degree that you are able, receive today the truth that you are seen, that you are known, and that you are loved by our great God. And from that place of knowing, I want to give you a few minutes and allow your mind to roam. Allow it to be free in prayer. See where it goes. See what rises. There are no bounds here. Note what comes when you allow your mind to be free. To do now is to observe your thoughts. There's a detachment that can happen when we recognize we are not our thoughts and that we can observe them. And so I want you to observe your thoughts. Thank you. see if you can picture Jesus standing with you. And together, you watch these thoughts and the places that they take you. I want you to notice the stories they tell you about yourself and about others. Are your thoughts creating peace or pain? Confusion or clarity? And as you and Jesus observe your thoughts together, at any moment you can turn to Jesus and ask him any question. Share with him any knowing that rises. Coming back to your breath, I want you to interrupt your thoughts. See if you can still them. And turn your mind fully towards the Lord. Whatever image of God in this moment feels most real and accessible to you. Scripture tells us that God will keep at perfect peace those whose minds are stayed on him. Surrendering them rather than fixating on them. Which each thought, as you surrender it, you may try saying to yourself something like, God, I trust you will give me the knowing that I need when I need it. If the thought is something particularly painful, see if you can state a truth, even if it doesn't feel real to you yet. A truth like, I trust God with my whole life. I trust God with this relationship. I trust the next right step will become clear. I trust that at times being is more important than doing. I trust that I know all that I need to know. In this moment, and God will instruct me in any future knowledge that is needed at the right time. So take a few more breaths just to practice surrendering thoughts as they come. And in these last few moments of prayer together, I want you to go back to the image of God that you found most accessible today. And hold that image in your mind. And ask for the grace that you need to be at peace. And as you're ready, take one final cleansing breath and offer your amen. Amen. Well, the mind is an interesting place. Oh, there's a lot there. And as I said, this is not the intellectual center that I am finding the most ease with at the moment. But I'm grateful for the realization that it's somewhere I can grow, and whenever I say grow, I guess what I really mean, it's a place that I can learn to not try so hard. I've heard people try softer for a long time, and I think I'm finally beginning to understand what that means. And the knowing that my mind has offered me over the last several days is that I really can trust myself. I can trust myself to know what I need to know and what I need to say in the moment that the understanding is actually needed. And that if I can trust myself, there is an ease and naturalness that I can move through this world with. That doesn't come whenever I'm trying so hard to do everything right. And when we're doing our work, we can actually trust ourselves. When we're doing our work and our prayer and our relationships, we can trust our mind and that it will guide us because we're open to being guided by our great God. And so I wanted to end with a prayer that it was written by Carl Rahner, and it's called God of My Life. Only in love can I find you, my God. In love, the gates of my soul spring open, allowing me to breathe a new air of freedom and forget my own petty self. In love, my whole being streams forth out of the rigid confines of narrowness and anxious self-assertion, which makes me a prisoner of my own poverty and emptiness. In love, all the powers of my soul flow out toward you, wanting never more to return but to lose themselves completely in you.
since by your love you are the inmost center of my heart, closer to me than I am to myself. But when I love you, when I manage to break out of the narrow circle of self and leave behind the restless agony of unanswered questions, when my blinded eyes no longer look merely from afar and from the outside upon your unapproachable brightness, and much more when you yourself, O incomprehensible one, have become through love the inmost center of my life, then I can bury myself entirely in you, O mysterious God, and with myself, all my questions. I love that image of ultimately finding this union with God that gives an ease and a trust to our life that we can know in no other way. And so may your body and your mind and your heart lead you toward God and that freedom. I love you, friends. I trust you are loving one another well. Thank you so much for praying with me this week. And if you notice that this conclusion to the week's prayer may sound a little different audio quality wise, it's because I had some technical difficulties and had to record this on a different day. Love you, friends.